Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Brian House, and you're listening to the Work For It podcast. Our primary focus is business in the workshop. And if you want us to see and discuss your work, use the hashtag WFI Projects on Instagram, and we will shout you out and your projects. Did you know you can support our work for as little as $1 a month or $12 a year? Go to patreon.com/workforit to find out more. $12 a year? That's like a burrito. I love burritos. Hey, what's happening, everybody? It's Brian House, and this is a solo show. Just me. No Brian. No B-Cone. No Benjamin Butler. Today was a logistical nightmare for me in time frames, and we just all could not get in the same space. Same with Ben. Ben actually is in a little bit of a tussle with his school board and a bunch of stuff going on. He's on the board of his school there. So anyway, it's just me in the studio, and I'm recording, and I wanted to kind of do a short show, probably about 30 minutes of me just kind of talking on a subject that I feel is super important to my business development and actually a big part of the success of my professional life. And that's gratitude. Gratitude is one of those things that I think is seldom utilized, or was seldom utilized, in a professional setting for a long time, both from an employer and employee standpoint, entrepreneurial standpoints. People don't look at gratitude closely enough and use it and pay enough attention and respect for it. And it's, I don't know why. I think it's just such a fantastic tool that just spreads positivity, and it also creates an environment that makes it easy to do business. And one of the things that I think is really important to understand is being grateful for the customer and vendor relationship. Like, I'm an entrepreneur and I do business with all these people, but I'm very grateful for them voting with their dollars to spend with me and be a part of my business and my support. You'll notice if you ever get an email from me, my little tagline at the bottom of my signature line, it just says, "Thank you for supporting my work." And that's because every single person, even if we just communicate through email, I feel like that's a support of what I do. You know, if you comment on anything on any of my videos on YouTube or Instagram, or you follow me on those places or Facebook, you know that that is just like it's not just a drop in the bucket of all of these other things that are kind of surrounding. You're a part of the rainstorm that is creating my success. And to not be grateful for that, to not respond. And I have some emails. I know that there's people that have taken a long time to write me some long emails, and I have not responded yet. And it's because I need to be in a headspace where I feel comfortable to respond. I've gotten some very touching emails in probably the last 2 weeks from a couple of people who have told me very directly that my work has impacted and inspired their lives. And in fact, I don't even know how to respond because I am just overwhelmed with the knowledge that my sharing my journey on this planet, both professionally and personally, makes a difference in others' lives. It's just mind blowing to me. So that right there is, I'm so grateful. So thank you so much. I will get to your emails. I promise. I read everyone. And you know, one of the things I think a lot of business owners, for a long time, when there's periods of businesses growing, right, and they're seeing exponential growth inside of their professional development of their businesses, I think they think like they're almost entitled to it. And I've been in business for so long now, over 15 years for myself, working for myself. Every single dollar and dime that is spent with me, I know tomorrow that may not be there. And for whatever reason, you know, the ebb and flow of business, the economy comes and goes, you know, a competitor makes a better product and, you know, it just becomes kind of the shiny new thing. And, you know, all of those things are sitting in the back of my mind constantly. I'm always thinking about that. Like tomorrow, this could all be gone. And I'm very grateful for it today. Having that mindset alone, I think, is really makes for a fertile ground for motivation to keep going every single day. I wake up every single day. I go to work. I enjoy it. I'm working hard. I'm sweating. I'm creating. I'm prototyping. I'm filled with purpose every single day. And that's because I feel like I'm on the right path. I'm doing the things that I feel like in my core I was sort of put here to do. 2 years ago, my life looked dramatically different than it does today. It would still be considered successful, right? But it would not be what it is today. My level of contentment or excitement for the work that I do 2 years ago was not there, and led me down a path of just feeling kind of joyless and, sad and not in a place where I felt like I should be. And that's when I started the journey of working towards content creation, which ultimately led me to designing and building the revolution and starting Housemaid. And all of the things that are happening to me now are a result of that discontentment, right? I was still grateful for all of the work that I had. I always remember saying, like, you know, I'm busy. So therefore, it's good, right? I've got things to do and I'm being paid to do those things. And that's all a guy could ask for. I can put food on the table. I'm supported in every way by the people around me. And I just feel like, you know what, that's should be good enough. However, I've never been one. I'm like, I've got that sickness, you know, I've got that. It's like a disease where I just want to do more. You know, I feel like when I was on Jeff Fader's podcast, the Full Blast podcast, which, by the way, I got to shout this out real quick. If you have not listened to the Fingal Ferguson interview with Jeff, go and listen to it. It's so good to listen to those two riff about food and knives and business. It is really, really, really great audio podcast content. It's so good. So go out and listen to it. But when I was on that show and I sat with Jeff, it's funny because he pulled that out of me. He pulled out, and in fact, he titled the episode "The Urgency of Brian House." And that, like, I never thought of it like that, but it is true. I think about that all the time. Like, when you start getting into your mid 40s and you're starting to stare at your mortality, you're like, well, you know, I'm on the sort, probably on the way down. I'm in probably smack dab right in midlife. You start thinking about things like that, like, what am I going to leave behind? And what happens when I get old and I can't work anymore? You know, am I going to be able to do the things I want to do? What's my health look like? What's the long-term financial situation look like? All of these things are kind of spooling around in my mind, and they have driven me to actually go out and do more. I like to align myself with people who feel the same way. You know, when people look at me and they see how driven I am and how much I work, and, you know, pretty much everything around me is work-based, and, you know, other than my family time, even my family time, I mean, my kids come to work and they pack parts now. I mean, it's just like, okay, let's make this like a hangout time, and let's listen to music and pack parts and get our shipments out for the following day. You know, those to me, that's the beauty of what my life is. I love what I do. I am grateful every minute of my working day. In fact, this podcast is an excellent sort of representation of that, because I didn't have to record an episode today. All lights were red today. You know, it was like, I'm driving all over the place. I'm logistically, I could not sit down and even find 30 minutes. And I was finally found a minute, and I grabbed a microphone out of my closet at my house and plugged it into an antiquated old XLR to USB interface so that I could sit down and record this today, because I absolutely love it. And I love what I do, and I love sharing what I do. And so, you know, if you're looking at your life and you don't have that, you don't have that thing that you're driven towards, I urge you to go find that thing that you're driven towards. Now, a lot of you guys are making knives. You're makers. You're in your wood shops or your steel shops. You're pushing constantly every single day to master your craft. And I think that that's the reason why I plugged in so well with this community, is that mastering a craft, I say this a lot, is that you'll never actually master anything. I mean, it's a lifelong journey, right? Especially with metallurgy and knife making, there's just so much to know. There's definitely master bladesmiths out there, but they'll tell you too that they don't know everything. But it's that pursuit. And I go back to this all the time. Like, our founding fathers were just absolutely geniuses when they wrote this into the Declaration of Independence. It is the pursuit of happiness. It's not happiness itself. No one's going to be able to hand you happiness. It doesn't work like that, right? I can hand you $1 million. You're going to be happy for a few months, maybe a year. And then all of that discontentment is going to come right back, right? It's going to just enter your mind again, because money is sort of fleeting. It comes and goes, and it's only just a part of what we are here. You have to have purpose, and you really, really, to find that, you have to have gratitude, and you have to be thankful for what you got, right? So every single morning I try to wake up with gratitude. I get up, you know, my bones are creaking, and every day I'm feeling my age, and I think to myself, what's today look like? You know, what are we going to do today? And I'm grateful for those minutes that I have on this earth, and for the minutes that I have in my workshop and doing the things that I'm doing with Housemaid and building that business and making it something that I'm very proud of and that my family is proud of. And it's been such a great ride. But gratitude has always been sort of the grease on the skids that's keeping me moving forward every single day, even when it's hard, even when it sucks, and even when you don't want to do it. You think to yourself, I'm super grateful for the person who clicked buy now and on my website and ordered something. And I'm so grateful that I have the means to throw it in a box and ship it out and make sure that that person has the tools that they need to master their craft, right? And that, to me, is the best gift that anyone has ever given me, is that you all, the community that has rallied around me, has supported me through purchasing things through me and tools and building those tools and then sharing those tools and sharing the pictures of what you're doing and what you're making with them. And sometimes even sending me something that you've made with my tools that I helped you build. That is probably the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my life, and I'm so.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Glad that I got a chance to experience it. Yet again, another example of gratitude. All right, done with the gratitude thing, make sure that every day you find something that it's worthy of your gratitude and pursue that. I hope that little bit has inspired you. Now, let me just tell you what I have been thinking and what I've been doing. So logistically now I've been having trouble with the spaces that I'm in. I own two small commercial units, one where my studio is. If you ever watch any of my videos, you see that's where I prototype things. I build things. It's kind of like industrial. There's a lot of tools in there and steel in there, and I build things and weld things and whatever else. That's one space. And then you go to two doors down, and now that I've sold my computer business, that space has become kind of my parts and packing area. And they're both equally the same size. They're like just under 600 square feet each. They're air conditioned. They're nice spaces. They're organized. I work really hard over the last, I've been in that building since 2010. So I've worked really hard to keep them nice and you know, always improving them. But the big downside is now with the Revolution Project, I'm getting all this steel delivered to me via semi. And I have no way of like manually removing that steel from those trucks, moving it into my space. I don't have any overhead doors. The fronts of my buildings are both like retail. They're glass, right? So I have been pursuing very heavily purchasing another building that will suit my needs, that will kind of, I'm a big fan of buying things, buying and investing in them. And so like, for instance, I could very easily find a place to rent, but then you're under the thumb of a landlord and your improvements and all of that, that when you're done and you're moving out, you know, you lose them, you know, you're essentially just, you invested in someone else's future wealth growth. So I love buying things, and if I can buy them, I will. I had an opportunity yesterday to go look at a space that kind of fell in my lap. It was really kind of cool. I had been calling around to commercial real estate brokers because commercial real estate is so much different than personal, like home realty. So like when you're buying a house, that's like one kind of brokerage. And then you're buying commercial real estate, they tend to be handled differently. So I, of course, started researching and finding places, and I got on the phone with this lovely lady who talked me through, like represents a development group, and they had a unit available that would meet my needs. And it was like, hey, we're going to list it. And if you want it, you might want to come up and look at it right now. And it's competitively priced and blah, blah, blah. So I went and looked at it yesterday, made them a verbal offer. They accepted it. It's, you know, it's done deal. But today I had to like drive around and sign documents and deliver deposit checks and all of that to make this deal happen, which is a lot of work. So it threw off my day quite a bit. So that's why B-Cone and Ben and I just could not find the time to get together to record the podcast. But it's for a good thing, right? I feel like by far, taking the time to make that deal happen today was something that needed to happen to sort of slingshot my success even further. And I've got some concepts that I'm really mulling over now with this new space. It's bigger. It has better power in it, more amperage of power. It's got an overhead door. I can have a fork truck. And now I'm thinking I'm no longer making decisions based upon my restrictive workspace. I'm going to start making decisions that are like, hey, why don't we get more machinery, or why don't we get bigger prototyping equipment so we can do different things, maybe not grinder related. Maybe we start selling knife blanks. Maybe we start, basically what it did was it afforded me the ability to take all of the things I'm doing and look at all of the peripheral projects that are around the grinder. And I think to myself, look what we can do now. You know, I'm not restricted any longer, and perhaps I'll outgrow this space too. But at some point I feel like you got to take these risks, right? And I'm so glad I have the opportunity to take these risks and make this happen, you know, and work towards more growth. It's also very frightening. You know, you think about these things when you're making these decisions and there's a lot of money involved and you're like, man, you know, if this flops, I'm toast, you know, or whatever. But You know, I've never regretted, other than one purchase that I made right before the big financial crash, I've never really regretted buying a piece of real estate, and especially commercial real estate. And I feel like it's a good investment. And even if, you know, it doesn't work out or whatever, I have that piece of property. I can always flip it, sell it, or rent it out, whatever it might be. I'm super excited. In fact, I couldn't sleep last night. I was up looking at the photos, looking at the project, and I kept thinking to myself, like, I'm going to paint the walls. I'm going to, you know, the spaces that I'm in now, I'm almost like finding myself not digging in too deep, because I sort of thought like months ago that that this might occur. So I was like, I'm not going to invest a ton in infrastructure in these little spaces if, you know, in another 6 months, I'm going to be moving out of it. And that just is actually what's happening now. So I'm kind of glad I didn't do that, even though it's an enormous amount of work to move everything. I think it's going to be 100 times worth it. I mean, I'm so excited about this new space. So the contract's assigned, the deposit is in place. I think we're going to have the space sometime towards the end of September. I should be able to close on it and then show you guys around, you know, take a video tour of it. It's basically, if you can imagine, it's a huge rectangle, right? Just like all these commercial buildings. But it does have its own bathroom in it, which the units I have now do not. We share a bathroom with the rest of the building. And then it also has a small office space. But it also has a huge overhead door where I can pull a fork truck in and out. I could do a car project in there. There's a ton of possibilities. The other cool thing is the ceilings are 20 feet tall, so we can do industrial shelving all the way up to the ceiling. With the added tool of a fork truck, we can load and offload things safely. And I got to tell you, I am just absolutely 100% over the moon about this. It feels like a dream to me, a dream. And again, I'll circle this right back around to gratitude. It's all because of you guys. You were the ones that have been supporting me and, you know, commenting in social media and helping me sell my products even when I'm not around, and standing up for me when I'm not around, when somebody says something maybe that's a little bit derogatory or whatever. I feel like the wealthiest person on the planet because I have this crew of people who are just helping me along the way, helping me be successful. And I've never had that before. Never. I mean, of course I have my family, people rally a little bit around me and stuff, tell me I can do it and that kind of thing. This is a completely different level. This is a level of where I feel like a bunch of guys I've never met are really rallying for my success and are willing to stick their necks out to make sure that happens. And I want you all to know how much I appreciate you guys, because I recognize it. I see it every single day. The amount of time you invest in sharing the link to my website and telling people about my projects and showing people my videos. And that right there is what it's all about. And I hope I can give back too and make sure that you guys understand that, like, all of this is, you know, so I can do more and make better video content and educate and create better products and all of that. So I'm really excited, and I appreciate everybody's support this far, and bigger, better things are coming, upwards and onwards. Also, I really wanted to quickly say too that thank you so much to everyone who reached out about my aunt passing, and that was her funeral was today. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to travel there to be around all my family. You know, it is what it is. I can't, you know, it's so hard being an entrepreneur, especially being a solopreneur now with no staff. It's really difficult to leave. And with the pandemic, I just didn't really fully feel safe traveling right now. There's a lot of sick people out there. So I feel like it's best to just kind of hunker down here in Florida and just stick it out a little bit. But I'm thinking of all of them, and I've called everybody this morning. I talked to a bunch of people about this, and they're all doing great. It was my aunt lived a long life. She was 85 or 88. I can't remember which when she passed. She lived a great life. She was an awesome lady and had an awesome life. So it's a celebration more than anything for her. But moving forward and moving on, I will say that the projects I have going on in my workshop are very minimal this week. It's mostly been logistics. I have another truckload of steel and parts coming in tomorrow. That will be all consuming for us tomorrow, offloading, because we don't have fork trucks and stuff. We have to move everything by hand, which is the whole point of finding this new building, is so that a project that should take about 10 minutes doesn't take 4 hours, right? I mean, that's crazy. This is what it's been every other week, you know. These deliveries come in and we're offloading them with a fork truck that we're borrowing from a neighbor, and then one by one taking the pieces off of those pallets and rolling them in to the spaces and then distributing them that way. But you know, hey, these are all high class problems, I like to say, right? We have so much to do and so many things to distribute and sell. And you and everyone who has supported me and rallied around me has made that possible. And I'm doing my best to actually make it feasible so that it can actually happen in an accurate way. I shared a couple of videos on Instagram about the process in the new space. I'm weighing everything as it goes out the door, so we ensure, you know, as it's being wrapped, that the packs are actually accurate. There's probably been, out of all the shipments, maybe just a handful that have been missing a part. So we are really logistically accurate. It's been fantastic. And the addition of weighing the parts, I don't think we've had one go out now that has been incorrect. So that's a big win. And speaking of Instagram videos, I know I speak about this for the last 3 weeks. I've been speaking about this strange Instagram video that has gone viral on Instagram. It's over 135,000 views as of today on it. It's still continuing to trend on Instagram. So, and I'm getting a lot of followers from it, and people are commenting, and, you know, so, hey, it's all good. It's working out. It's pretty amazing to me. It's I think the last episode, I think it had like 70,000 or something like that. So it's exponentially doubling the amount of views. So 135,000 views on Instagram is insane to me anyway. I mean, I know there's people out there that have millions of views on Instagram, but that's just not been my experience with that part of social media. So, but yeah, things are going well in that regard. And, you know, hey, we're going to keep pushing, but I haven't been very active on social media just because I've been pursuing these real estate, transactions and trying to get this figured out so that we can grow Housemade and make it even bigger. So, at that point, we are 25 minutes in, and I am going to sign off for this episode of Work For It with a little piece of gratitude to you directly. So if you're listening to this, I want you to know that I am fully grateful for your ears listening in and supporting the work that I do. And everybody who has supported the things that I do through Patreon and you're voting with your dollars and generously giving us your money, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're working towards getting better equipment, and that's coming in the very near future, I think. So it's all because of you guys, and this is you're a part of my success. So thank you so much. I'm Brian House. This has been the Work For It podcast. Over and out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.